Coach's Insight program's continuing here on Care 93.7 as the basketball season rolls along, and we're continuing to talk about McLouth, and we're joined by the boys' basketball coach, that is Eric Gorenz. Coach, a 1-1 start here to the season, a loss to Horton, a very good Horton team in that first game on Friday last week, and then you turn around, that quick turnaround from Friday to Tuesday, you get it done on the road, another league contest, this time you beat Pleasant Ridge, that final 53-42. We'll dive into that one momentarily, but how would you assess the first week of the season?
Up and down, definitely. Horton got us pretty good. They out-rebounded us at a pretty good rate, and we were out of it early and just never got back into it during the second half. And then last night, again, we had rebounding issues. The guys kept playing hard. And so we definitely have a lot of work to do, but there's been some positives early.
How would you assess kind of those positives? And once you really get into the grind, especially that Friday to Tuesday grind, you don't have really much time at all. You get that Monday, of course, but that's really it. So for coaches, you don't have a whole lot of time to prep. Sometimes, of course, with the league, you're familiar with opponents for the most part, but practice-wise, you only get that one. How do you feel for the most part the team kind of handled that first Friday to Tuesday turnaround?
I think the positives were their effort was pretty solid all around. They didn't let a few turnovers early against Horton get them down. And last night, they kept fighting. The game was back and forth. So seeing that positive attitude is always good. And they've definitely got to get better at the prep aspect of things, but like you said, it's a short turnaround, so that focus level just needs to be a little higher.
You mentioned rebounding, kind of an issue here early in the first week. What can you kind of do in the preparations and the practices that you do have available to kind of work on that aspect of the game and get your guys better at it?
Yeah, just try to make it as game-like as possible. You know, practice speed and game speed are two totally different things sometimes, so try to get those guys to bring that Tuesday-Friday energy to a Wednesday practice.
Well, you get a little bit more time, of course, from Tuesday to Friday, and you get your second home game of the season. You'll get Valley Falls this week, first time you'll see them this season. But, you know, how much can you tell us about Valley Falls? They obviously got one of the better players in the league and in the state in Zach Evans. Dynamite, he had 30-plus in his first game of the year. But I think it kind of starts with him. But what's the preparation for Valley look like?
Yeah, Zach's a really good player, has been his whole career there. And, you know, they're always really well coached. They get after you, and they're athletic. They spread it around. So, it'll be definitely a tough test.
Give us a few keys, and what's kind of the expectations for this matchup on Friday?
I think we got to play at our pace and do as much as we can to control what we do on the offensive end. And then definitely after the first two games, we got to rebound against their athletes.
There it is. McLouth boys basketball coach Eric Gorenz joining us. Two games in, a 1-1 mark, a loss to Horton, and a victory against Pleasant Ridge. Game 3, Friday night, they'll be at home against Valley Falls. Coach, we appreciate it very much. Thank you again.
Thank you.